In our previous year, we began a discussion about the Isser about Yirah, about Yimotzei, when you have less than a shear of a Kazayas. Is there a Chiv of Bedika for less than a Kazayas of Chametz? Is there an Isser about Yirah, about Yimotzei? And to review the various Shitas, the opinion of the Rambam is that there is a Chiv of Bayirah Bayimotzei, even when you have less than a Kazayas, based on the concept of Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra. The Taz and Magen Avraham, and it seems that this is the opinion of most Paiskim, the Chaya Adam, hold that there is no Issa Deraisa when you have less than a Kazayas, but there's still an Issa to have in your home an Issa Derabbanan, to have of Bayirah Bayimotzei Derabbanan when you have Chametz less than a Kazayas, because a Gzeira of because you may have leave a Kazayas. There are opinions that hold that there is, as we discussed in the previous year, that there is no concept of Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayrah when it comes to Chametz that's less than a Kazayas, and therefore certainly no Bedika is required, or even according to these opinion, Bittel on Chametz that less than a Kazayas. However, certainly, Klal Yisrael are makbid, so say the Rishonim and the Echroinim, the Rosh and Masech the Pesachim, to quote his words, Lefi she Yisrael Kedoshim heim, Klal Yisrael act in the manner of Kedusha, uvegoyrin umavarin kol chometz hanimtza, they destroy all chometz that's found in the house, afilu kolshu, even the slightest amount, vafilu im nidbak, the kaisley abayis, even if it's attached to the walls of the home. And in fact, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Mem Beis, Aruchayim Simen Tov Mem Beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings a very interesting minig in Sifov. Nagu legarer haksolim vakasois, shenagim em chometz. The minig is to clean. The gar means not just to clean. The gar means to rub off the walls and the chairs that chometz came in contact with. V'yeshlehem ayash amash yismchu, and they have what to rely on. It's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah says here that ein lilug al minig. None should never ridicule a minig. Loima shehu minig shtus v'chumra yaseira, that this minig is excessive. El yesh lezeh smach miyushalmi. He says this minig, that we have to go to such great degree of cleaning the chametz, has a source in the Yushalmi. The yisur shem hatoch beisei beotzeik chayv levar. If you have dough on your wall, you have to destroy it. V'im, continues the Shulchan Aruch, yesh chometz b'stak, she'eni yochel chatet achrav. But let's say the chometz is in a place where it's difficult or impossible to reach. Yetiach alav matit, pour on it cement, that should become inaccessible. So la'aloch l'maisa. Certainly, one should do bittel chometz on all chometz that he has in his home. There's no reason not to do bittel chametz on chametz that's even less than a kazayas. Why not? You certainly don't want to eat that chametz or have hanor from that chametz on Pesach. And especially, as we just said, there are rishonim that say you may even have a shayla of a deraisa. Furthermore, if you have chametz in any way accessible, and you know you have that chametz even if it's less than a kazayas, the appropriate thing to do is to clean it away. If, however, it's inaccessible, what should l'chatchila be done, besides the bittul, is try to make it inaccessible, and by trying to make it inaccessible, or certainly inedible, because the Mishnah Berurah here in Simen Tov Mem Beis, on in Sif Zion, at the end, says very few and very important words. Aval hu matun of ktsas. If you have chametz, even if it's less than a kazayis, but it's dirty, and he doesn't say it has to be very dirty. He just says I'm hoy matun of ktsas. It's somewhat dirty that people won't eat it. Or pachs from kazayis, and it's also less than a kazayis. Ain't tzarich levar. There is no din that you have to do bedikas chametz and beer chametz l'kul alma according to all opinions. And therefore, the Paiskim say that if you have a situation that it's matunaf, you could be more lenient. And therefore, I saw that even though that there are people that have a minig, and as we just quoted the Mishnah Berurah, every minig that exists should be treated with great respect. That there are people that have a minig that for Pesach, they buy a new broom. So the Paiskim say that even though we're learning how important it is to follow Menhagim, it's really based on what we're learning, not necessary. Why? Because as we're learning now, if you have less than a kazayas chametz, and it's unlikely that you're going to have in your broom a kazayis of chametz. So if it's unlikely you're going to have less than a kazayis of chametz, moreover, whatever chametz you have in your broom, the halach is, you certainly won't eat, it's dirty, it's in your broom. So certainly if you do bedikas chametz, it is adequate. Again, if you have a minig, certainly you should try to cream the broom as best as possible. And if your minig is to buy a new broom, so do it. Another question that comes up is that if you have a plastic cover on the chair, on your chairs, and sometimes a crumb could somehow get stuck under that plastic upholstery. So here too, the Paiskim are makel. Number one, it's less than a kazayas. It's in an inaccessible place. And the Gemara Masechta Psachim discusses that if chametz is in a hole which is inaccessible, the halacha is, if chametz is in a place where it's inaccessible, there is no chiyuv to do bedikas chametz. So again, given that you have the two factors, that it's less than a kazayas and it's inaccessible, and also probably inedible, as we've been learning, so the halacha is that you could be more lenient in not having to take apart your entire house to be able to find the to be able to get out that chametz. Similarly, sometimes people have pots and pans, and the handles of the pots and pans are connected with a screw to the pot and pan, and must we be concerned that there may be some crumbs from food left there, or in different crevices in the house? So again, if they're in an inaccessible place, and they're less than a kazayas, and they're also inedible or likely to be inedible, based on everything that we've been discussing in our shiur, one could be more lenient. What happens many times is that people have toaster ovens which are used for chametz all year round. And by being used for chametz all year round, there could be some crumbs left there, and they're difficult to get to. Now here we have a question. Because on one hand, those crumbs are obviously accessible. They got there some way. And those crumbs may be edible. They may be totally burnt and inedible, but they may somewhat still be edible. And it's difficult, or there's not enough time to completely dismantle or get out all those crumbs. So, of course, if you sell your chametz and you sell your chametz to the toaster oven together, it wouldn't be a problem. But there are people that have a minig not to sell chametz. It's presumable that even if you have a minig not to sell chametz gomer, it may not be relevant to less than a kazayis. Because if here we're having a discussion, if there's an issa deraisa, this is rabbanon, or no issa at all on chametz that is so small, such a small amount, still, if there's some way that you could clean your toaster oven with a soap or a detergent, and it will obviously touch those crumbs as well, and by touching those crumbs as well, they will become inedible. So as we're learning now, and the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have to become terribly inedible, it's metunif ktsas, it would be enough to be mekel. The question that many people discuss, particularly people that have large libraries of sfarim, the question is, does one have to check his sfarim for chametz? So certainly, if you don't bring your chametz, you swarm them to the table, then you don't have to check for chametz. Because again, if it's a situation where you need not be concerned that the sefer came in contact with chametz, and also as we're learning, it's unlikely, highly, highly unlikely, that you're going to have a kazayas of chametz in anywhere in a sefer. And as we're learning in our shiur now, we could be more makel when we have less than a kazayas of chametz. So the paiskim do have, some paiskim are more makel. I saw different shuvas on this issue. Reb Nasha Klein Zatzal, in the Shailos Shuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Zayin, Simen, Samach, Dalet, has a discussion, and he gives five reasons why one should check even Sfarim. He says that there is a chiyuv of bedikas chametz even on Perurim. He says, as we've also learned, that the din of chatzi shir applies by your raw, by your matzeh as well. And therefore, even if you have chametz that's less than a kazayas, there's a reason to be machmer. Moreover, as we said earlier in the shir, and I know that the Shulchan Aruch Rav speaks about this as well, he says, with ever concern that you may come to eat the food, you need to be very concerned about bittel and beer chametz. And therefore he says, if somebody may have a crumb in a sefer, and he opens that sefer on Pesach, and he discovers a crumb, and while he's learning inadvertently, he may come to put that crumb in his mouth. Even though, as we discussed, he said in the previous year, that the concern why Chazal said we have to do bedikas chametz and bittel chametz is not enough is because Shema Yimtza Gluska Yafa, and therefore he asks, even if you're going to find chametz in a sefer, it's unlikely that it's going to be a Gluska Yafa. He says it doesn't make a difference. Gluska Yafa doesn't, he says, doesn't mean a big piece of cake or a big piece of bread. As long as it's edible, it's enough. And the last reason he speaks about that we've been discussing as well, that since this has been the minig in many families, there's a concept of al titosh tiras imecha. If the minig in Klal Yisrael has been that one should check his svarim, we have no right to change a minig. Even if halachically there may be a strong basis to be mekel. On the other hand, I saw a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shilas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas Hanhagas, Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Ches Tzadik. He quotes the Chazon Ish, who was Machmer and held the one is obligated to check all Sfarim that he uses during the year in case there's any crumbs left in the Sefer. And he says, even if we'll hold that there is no issue of Bayirah, Bayimotze, unless then a Kazayas, still, as we just discussed, the concern that you may come to eat it is a legitimate concern on its own, even though it's probably only in Issa Drabanan. And therefore, he says, the minig of the Chazon Ish was that he would separate all the Sfarim that he intended to use over Pesach. Those Sfarim he would check and be able to use on Pesach. Other Sfarim he would put to the side and sell those Sfarim in the Chametz. And he would even put up a mechitza in front of those Sfarim to make sure that those Sfarim were not to be used on Pesach. Rav Moshe Sternberg concludes that Sfarim that one brings to the table in the course of the year, one should check. Other Sfarim, he's more makel. If it's Sfarim that you don't use at, or you don't use at the table, he says you don't have to check. He, in fact, says Sfarim, that there are people that have a worthwhile minig, he suggests, that they should never bring Sfarim to the table. And if you don't bring Sfarim to the table, it becomes much less of a shaila, and one doesn't have to check his Sfarim. On the other hand, he says, and this is the minig that many people have as well, that if you have Sfarim that you that are used all the time at the table, for example, Zmiris books that one has at the table, benchers that one has at the table, those should be certainly checked and should be sold in the Chametz. It's most appropriate that one have separate Zmiris books, benchers for Pesach. And in fact, I saw that the Paiskim suggest that one has to be more careful in a shul than in a home. Because in shul, the chances are that there are Sfarim and there's nobody really watching where and when the Sfarim are being used. And there's a real concern that the Sfarim were brought to a table with food, or somebody ate food over a Sefer. And therefore, the Sfarim, particularly again, the Sturim in a shul should be checked. Or maybe even should be put away, and if possible, other sidurim should be used. If, however, that is impossible, we have the heterim that we've been learning that when you have less than a kazayas, when you have less than a kazayas, we could be more makel. I saw from in the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael on Hilchas Pesach in Simen Nun Dalet that takes a more lenient approach. He quotes the Satmar Rebbe, who said that Sfarim that are in a shul, since the shul is not owned by any one individual, we could be more lenient because it's not chametz that any one individual is over bayirah bayimotzah. But again, an argument can be made the other way, that specifically by those sfarim, one has to be more machmer because the chance of chametz being in them is greater. Again, even if there is, it's certainly less than a kazayas and it's probably highly inedible. And since it's highly Since it's highly inedible, the halacha is that one b'di'evit, it's acceptable even if you didn't do b'dikas chametz on those farim, even if they're in a shul or in your home. Again, however, as we just quoted, both from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Paiskim, A, when we speak about chametz and Pesach, it's a very serious isser that should not be taken lightly. And moreover, any minig that people have in terms of checking and cleaning for Pesach should be respected and encouraged.